Just looking at the DXY spot dollar index trading right now at about 90.75. That's down about 10% from just March here as we think about the Federal Reserve and Fed Chairman Powell talking about lower rates for longer. Let's get a sense of what's going on in the currency markets relative to the dollar. We welcome Wolfgang Koester, Senior Strategy Officer for Kyriba. Wolfgang, thanks so much for joining us here. So we have had this pullback in the dollar, and again, some are calling for maybe some continued weakness. What are your thoughts?
My thoughts, good morning, everybody. My thoughts are that while we've had some weakening here and certainly significant, the bigger issue for corporations is really the volatility. Sometimes it's up, sometimes it's down. We all know that. We've seen this continuous strength. We see some reprieve there. Clear with all the global economic things that are going on that we're going to continue to see one thing, which is volatility. And the problem with the volatility is that it doesn't just happen on day one and day 90 of a quarter. It happens every single day. And there are lots of corporations who, if they're negatively impacted by foreign exchange, it impacts their cash. And it's all about liquidity right now, as we all know. So what we're helping companies with is trying to make that as agnostic as possible and not worry about whether the dollar's going up or down, but reality, run their business as if it was a constant dollar business.
Yeah, just for context, let's let everybody know that the dollar index today is at 90.75, this, you know, thanks to, you know, factors beyond the dollar's control as well, of course, like euro strength and, I mean, not the British pound, certainly, because that's been weakening too. So, Wolfgang, I know you're particularly concerned about Airbnb's currency problem. What does the likes of Airbnb that's dealing with all sorts of currencies all the time do?
So what companies like that should do is really understand where all their exposures come from and then manage it to a point that it becomes immaterial. Lots of companies around the world do that today. It looks like in the statements from Airbnb that they recognize they have an issue. They actually mention in their opening documents their currency 69 times. They're in 40 countries. They mentioned euro and sterling as their two largest exposures, which is a little bit offsetting right now. But overall, what investors will be looking at is how they actually manage this. And what they're showing in their 2020 results so far is a $63 million hit due to foreign exchange. That's $63 million worth of cash that they do not have. And that is over 10% of their overall net losses. So they would have 10% less losses if they'd managed that to a level where it becomes immaterial. And lots of companies, as I said, like the Googles of the world and others who have the same problem, manage this.
But just to follow, if you don't mind, are they not hedging?
It looks like they're doing some hedging, but it doesn't seem to be as effective as it could be. So they look like they're doing, from what they're saying, they are using derivative product to partially manage this. How exactly they're doing it, don't know. But what I do know is that they have very material losses that they shouldn't be having.
So, Wolfgang, over the last, let's call it 20, 30, 40 years, as the global economy has become much more global and internationalism has increased, from your perspective, how are companies today managing their currency exposure risk? It still seems like when I listen to earnings calls, I hear big, big numbers of currency swings, hits, and or gains to their earnings.
Yeah, so that's absolutely correct. Unfortunately, because we try to help companies make sure that that doesn't happen, we do actually a quarterly report where last quarter we had losses of in 800 North American companies exceeding $17 billion, which is a lot of money. So you have, to answer your question, you have two camps. You have the camps of companies who really understand it, understand their exposure, and actually fully automate that management today. It is automatable, and it is not expensive to do, and especially relative to the losses that we're seeing companies have. And then you see the ones who kind of think that this is a zero-sum game, and fact is, it is not a zero-sum game. You may have ups, you may have downs, but they hit you every single day during your business, and you may well be losing lots of money in times when you need it. And so during, for example, these tough times, is it really good for Airbnb to lose another $60 million due to this? I think not. And it's not necessary to do. Now, what's impressive about Airbnb is still they're doing a great job through this economy, quite frankly, still having some nice revenues of $2.5 billion. So fundamentally, they have a lot of things going for them, but the financial risk management looks like it's in that they unfortunately are a little bit more in the camp of could improve.
All right, then. Well, that's telling them, Wolfgang. Let us know if they get back to you and put a strategy in place. We'd love to hear about it. Wolfgang Koester is Senior Strategy Officer at Kyriba, based there in downtown New York, New York Plaza.